The House January 6th committee holds another primetime televised hearing tonight. They're going to focus on what Donald Trump was doing and not doing while the attack on the Capitol was underway. The committee is wrapping up, at least for now, a series of public hearings examining January 6th and Trump's broader efforts to overturn the 2020 election. One of the big questions is whether the American public is paying attention. We've got some new insights on this very point from an NPR PBS NewsHour Marist survey. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro joins us with the data. Hey, Domenico.
Hey there, Rachel.
So these hearings were designed from the get-go to engage the public. There was even a former TV news executive helping to produce them. So are Americans paying attention?
Well, we see that about 6 in 10 say they're paying at least some attention, but predictably, there's a pretty big partisan divide. Almost double the amount of Democrats have been paying at least some attention as compared to Republicans. 80% of Democrats say they're paying at least some attention. Only 44% of Republicans and a majority of independents, 55%. It's notable that we have a majority of independents at least paying attention to some of these hearings because they're really the only swing group left in the country. About 52% of independents now say that what happened January 6th was an insurrection and a threat to democracy. And if we're looking for any kind of movement, that's up about 9 points from last December when we did a poll looking at the one-year anniversary of January 6th. So some movement marginally. It hasn't seemed to move Republicans' views very much, though. Back in December, just 10% of Republicans said that January 6th was an insurrection and threat to democracy. Now, 12%, statistically unchanged.
The committee has been trying to make the case that Donald Trump was singularly responsible for January 6th. Mm-hmm. Do we know if that particular message is breaking through to those who are watching?
It seems maybe marginally. You know, 57% say that Trump is mostly to blame for what happened that day. That's up from 53% from last December. It's within the margin of error, but still some movement. About half of people say that Trump should be charged with a crime, but 6 in 10 think he probably won't. As a voting issue, by the way, since we're in a midterm year, it's not really breaking through the way inflation is with Republicans or independents or abortion rights for Democrats, for example. And Republicans and independents far and away say inflation is the most important thing to them. Inflation's at its highest point in decades. It's only fifth on the list for Democrats. Abortion rights and the threat to democracy of January 6th are the top two for Democrats. So this issue may not be the game changer that maybe some Democrats would hope it would be in this election. But, you know, it may be more relevant to the next election in 2024 with Trump openly talking about running again.
Speaking of which, did the poll address public sentiments around him and a possible second run?
Well, you know, we looked at his favorability ratings. How do people feel about the president? Sort of a feeling thermometer, we call it. Trump is still viewed highly unfavorably. Just 38% have a favorable opinion of him. 58%, almost 6 in 10 people in the country, have an unfavorable opinion of Trump. You know, we didn't test Biden's favorabilities in this poll, but on average, with other surveys, Biden is actually slightly higher in most polls than Trump. You know, but Biden's approval ratings being really low here, just 36% in our poll this time, the lowest recorded since he's taken office. And it's because his base is just not fired up for him. 75% of Democrats said they approve of the job Biden is doing, but that's pretty low for a president. For context, Trump was never that low in our poll, not even after January 6th, not even after the white supremacist demonstration in Charlottesville, after when he said very fine people are on both sides. So it's not surprising that Trump is so openly teasing that he'll run again. You know, he sees Biden as pretty weak, and it's almost a way to try and counter the January 6th committee's narrative that's been coming out about him.
And here's Domenico Montanaro. Thanks, Domenico.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And you can listen to live coverage of the January 6th hearing at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight on many NPR stations.